Well, welcome to Black Belt Selling. I am Stephanie.
And I'm Anna.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to grow your income through sales training and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and interview experts to help you kick through the obstacles that are holding you back from reaching the next level. We equip you with the tools and the weapons you need to take your business to new heights. And today, I'm excited. You can learn more about us, by the way, just real quick, by joining us at our Facebook group, www.facebook.com/groups/Black Belt Selling. And today, I am so excited because, Mom, this is a pretty special day for you, isn't it?
It's amazing. I'm just grinning ear to ear. Yep.
I remember how this feels. I'm so excited for you. For those of you who are unaware, Anna, my mom, is launching her very first book. And, Mom, why don't you tell the readers just a little bit, just the 30,000-foot overview of your book. Give them an idea of what it is that you are bringing to the public today.
Well, the book is actually a quick read, kind of like a primer to help you get started in the arena of Black Belt Selling. We talk about some really important topics that through my coaching practice, and I know, Stephanie, you've had some of this experience, some of the things that people really, really struggle with, and it's all based on the very first episode we did here at Black Belt Selling.
How exciting is that? That we are bringing back, I mean, really, you are bringing back, going back to the basics. There's something huge to be said for going back to the basics like you're doing with people, taking them back to what it is that makes them work. Now, tell me a little bit, Mom, why Black Belt Selling? Because you were the one who came up with this title in the beginning. Why Black Belt Selling?
Well, Stephanie, for those of our listeners who don't know, you and I are both black belts in the martial arts. And I remember as I was going through my first black belt training, I have, as you know, I'm a third degree black. But when I went through my first black belt training, that training really pushed me and stretched me in ways that I didn't know I could. Not only physically, but mentally and as a whole person. I mean, there were so many times that I felt like I wasn't good enough and I wanted to quit. And I don't know if you even saw those times in my face, but it was really tempting to quit because I just didn't see myself as a black belt. And then as I went through the process and emerged with a black belt tied around my waist, I realized I had undergone a process of transformation. And I realized that that process of transformation isn't just about getting a black belt in martial arts, but it's a process that everyone can have, everyone can enjoy as they're moving towards success. And because I'm a sales trainer, I want to help other people in sales who might be on the verge of quitting, who might think this isn't for them. I want to help them break through those barriers. And that's how Black Belt Selling got started. We're black belts. We want to help people gain mastery in sales so they can enjoy the life that they're in business for.
Yeah, which I think actually leads really well into your next point. I know watching you go through your black belt training the first time and watching your transformation, I just remember when you started it wasn't even black belt training at the time, when you just started your martial arts training, and you were so... I don't want to say timid, but I think timid is probably a good word to describe it. You're nervous. It was intimidating. And there's something, I think even leading up to the black belt training, I don't even think at that point in time it had really sunk in for you. There was something about going through black belt training that really helped grow your confidence. Now, tell me a little bit as to why you found it so important to include growing confidence in your book and how it makes a difference for our listeners and our, you know, the people who will grab a copy of the book to read the book.
Well, Stephanie, that's a great question, and I love the way you phrased it, because I did start out scared. I didn't feel I could make black belt status. As a matter of fact, I didn't plan on becoming a black belt when I got started. I was just going to kind of see how things went, and I was actually planning to bow out about halfway through the process, just because I didn't think I was black belt material. But as I went through the training, the interesting thing about the training is that there was a process I went through that helped me to see that I could improve. And it required practice. It required doing the things that I was tired of doing sometimes. And it required setting aside a mindset that I didn't want to do what I needed to do that day. And so, but because I was willing to do what needed to be done, and in this case, it was things like spending an hour to 2 hours in our garage doing the forms. It was watching TV and not sitting on the floor with everyone else, but standing in the back practicing stances. It was really dedicating myself to the craft. And, you know, in the book, I talk about sales scripting, because really sales scripting is kind of like practice. First of all, you have to get good at it. You have to practice sales scripting. But second, while it sounds kind of, you can fall in love with the idea at first, it's hard work, like it is to practice regularly to improve at your martial arts. And the hard work comes when you get tired of doing it and you really don't want to do it anymore because you don't see what good it's doing, because so many people believe that scripting is canned. But the fact of the matter is that when you help someone with scripting, when someone can grasp scripting, sales scripting, what happens is they grow in confidence because, one, they have to practice, but two, they become comfortable with the necessary phrases and moves, if you will, to move a conversation from a curious spectator to a buying customer. And Tony Robbins says that when two people meet, the person who is more confident will almost always influence the other person, and we are about influence.
So it's really, you know, you talk about how to grow your confidence. It's really, a lot of it is the repetition. And I can tell you, you know, for our listeners, there is definitely something to be said. When I've walked into a sparring match or bowed into a sparring match and I felt confident about the sparring match, it goes better. It doesn't matter whether I win or lose. You know, we don't exactly spar to win or lose. We spar to practice. And so as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter whether I win or lose. But my confidence helps the entire match feel better. I don't get so flustered. I don't lose track of things. Confidence is important. I'm really glad that you've chosen to cover that in your book, but I think it's a key piece that is missing for a lot of salespeople, missing for a lot of martial artists too, but it's missing for a lot of salespeople. Now, I'm watching the time here because I know we've only got a little under a half hour, so I want to talk real quick. I know you mentioned that sales is about more than selling. Sales is not just about closing the sale, getting the deal, getting the credit card, getting the check, whatever it happens to be for you. So share with our listeners a little bit about that mindset, that thought process, and what you're going to cover there.
Well, in the book, I quote Dave Ramsey, actually, and Dave said that we are all in the business of sales. Teachers sell students on learning. Parents sell their children on making good grades and behaving. And then, of course, we sell people on products and services. You know, when we get into a sales conversation, Stephanie, a lot of times we have a resistance we bring to the conversation, and the person that we're talking to has a resistance that they're bringing to the conversation. But if we really break sales down into what it is, sales is about persuasive communication. Essentially, I'm trying to get more yeses, whether it's getting more yeses with a family member, trying to get a date with someone, getting a coworker to cooperate with us. You know, all of those things are really forms of sales. Really, everything is sales. I think Daniel Pink even has a book about that. So, and sales is also about putting the other person's interests ahead of yours. And that's foundational to life as well. You know, Stephanie, if you and I are working with someone and we believe that another product or someone else can serve that person better, then we're going to recommend that they move forward with that person, because the fact of the matter is we want to help that individual. So sales is about influencing people. It's about getting more yeses, but it's also about putting other people's interests ahead of our own interests. And that, to me, is really, really important, because it doesn't make you just a master at sales. It makes you a master, a black belt, if you will, in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great way to sum that up, actually. I was trying to think of something to add there, but I don't really have anything to add to that. So let's go ahead and move on. So you also talk about, and you and I are big piece on the same page, and I know this is kind of what you're talking about, but I know you've got a separate chapter just about using influence to serve. So, one, how's that different than what you just talked about? And two, why is this piece so important?
Well, there's another thing. You know, I love quotes. I love, 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 love quotes. And it is said that influence may be the highest level of human skills. You know, influence is something we do in negotiation. Influence is something we do to get more yeses, as I said earlier. But as I was saying toward the end of that last question, you know, we want to put the client's needs ahead of our own. You see, it's about building relationship and building trust. There are people who have been masters of influence throughout history. You can talk about people like Jesus or the Buddha, Muhammad. You can also talk about people like Hitler, Mussolini. All of those people used influence, but they didn't all use influence to build trust. I mean, they did engender trust. But see, influence can be used to serve people, or influence can be used to further your own ambitious agenda. And the thing about sales is, you know, you have to believe that you're helping someone. I don't know very many people who are honest, authentic salespeople, Stephanie, who want to cheat people out of their money. Because here's what's going to happen. If you believe that you are acting in a way that's not in accordance with your values, if you believe it's important to serve people, and then you think that you're not helping them, you're not going to be successful influencing them, and you're not going to be successful selling to them. Why? Because you're not working from, one, a position of using your influence from a basis of trust, and two, you're using your influence in a way that's not serving the other person. So you have to get those straight. You have to make sure that you are using the influence to help other people. You're using the influence to help better their lives, not just line your pocketbook.
Yeah. You know, I love the quote from Bengay that says, you know, the only difference between a salesman and a con man is their belief in their product.
Yep.
And I think that's exactly it. You know, there's a lot of great salespeople out there who tell you that unless you believe in your product, you will always struggle. And I can tell you, every time I struggled in sales, it was for lack of belief in my product. And I can tell you, every person I've spoken to Well, okay. Every person I've spoken to who has the sales skills and is using them and is struggling in sales is struggling because of a lack of belief in their product. You know, the sales skills we teach, the sales skills we talk about in this book, they're only as strong as your ability to serve, as your willingness mm-hmm. to serve. Jordan Belfort, which most people know Jordan Belfort, mostly for the movie The Wolf of Wall Street, and this is the character Leonardo DiCaprio portrayed. And he's got this great line. So Belfort is now doing self-training as well. And he's got this line on his website where he says, you are about to unlock, you know, some incredible skills. It's up to you to use these ethically. These
yes.
skills have been used to manipulate and ruin people's lives. Your job is to use them ethically. Your job is to believe in your product. And I just think that is so key. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. And see, people don't see salesmen as leaders, but we are. We are leaders. We are leading people to make decisions. And because of that, we have to be very, very conscious of the fact that the language we use needs to be used properly, ethically, and to serve. Otherwise, we're just con men. And
yeah.
I'm not a con man. You're not a con man. And I know people listening in our audience don't feel that way about themselves either.
Yeah, much agreed. And I think, you know, you're the person who has to sleep with you at night. So the question
yep.
you always ask yourself is this, you know, am I selling from a place of integrity? Am I selling from a place of service? And if so, then, you know, I have someone talk to them about Betger talks about how when I put the pen, when I'm getting ready to close the sale, I'll put the pen in their hand. He said, it never fails to amaze me how people will close. And I've had people, after I share that idea with them, they walk up and they're like, that is so unethical. You know, you're manipulating them into closing. You're going to deal with buyer's remorse, blah, blah, blah. And I look at them and I'm like, look, the only way you're going to deal with buyer's remorse, the only way that's unethical is if your product is not the best one for them.
Right.
So you're getting upset with me. Are you telling me that you do not offer the best product out there? And then, of course, they're like, oh, wait, no. And they back up. But the truth of the matter is these skills, you have to focus on serving other people. Otherwise, we can give you all the skills in the world, and you're either never going to use them or you're going to end up in jail because of them.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
There. But mm-hmm. I know we're like halfway through here, so I want to keep this going. You also talk about something which I think is huge. Because you mentioned it earlier. You said people walk into these sales meetings, you know, basically with their arms folded over their chest, a little bit resistant here.
A little, so, yeah.
One, where does that tend to stem from? And two, what do you have for our readers or your readers to help them get past that? Because that's a major obstacle for a lot of people.
Well, you know, we have to deal with our own sales resistance first, Stephanie. That was a problem I didn't realize I had until I got professional sales training. But we have to deal with our own sales resistance first. We have to recognize we have resistance. If we believe that sales is manipulation, strong-arming, arm-twisting, lying, and we don't see ourselves that way, then we cannot be successful as salespeople. And so We have to deal with our own sales resistance, and it helps to give us a little compassion when we're dealing with other people's sales resistance, because if we're coming from a place of service, then it's a whole lot easier to get past someone else's sales resistance. But, you know, primarily we have to start with our own, and, of course, we teach this, and it's in the book, and it is it's the mantra that Eric taught me. And I taught you, and it's that selling equals service. So if you're on a listening audience and you've never heard this concept before, I want you to write this down. Selling equals service. Actually, don't write it down because it's in the book, so I'll just read it. But selling equals service. Sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion. Selling is about leading. Selling is about moving people to action. And so I encourage my clients who are resistant to sales, I encourage them to say this mantra to themselves 10 times a day for 30 days. 10 times, because if I tell you to do it 3 times, you won't. But if I do tell you to do it 10 times, I know you'll at least get 3 to 5 times in. So this helps to change your mindset, because we change our mindset through language. We change belief through language, what we hear ourselves speak. And I know that for me, when I changed my mindset from one of being resistant to selling to becoming a sales master, a servant of my clients, I doubled our business in 1 year. That's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's amazing how much this one technique will hold you back or propel you forward. You know, I have the same problem too. I struggled with not wanting to be in sales, and I went from closing double and triple quota to, as soon as I realized I was in sales, closing nothing for weeks. Zero, big fat zeros. Everyone's freaking out. Can't figure out why I'm closing nothing.
Wow.
Resistance to sales. I didn't want to be a salesman. So I sabotaged. I knew what to do. I'd done it. I know, like, you know, I was closing double, triple quota. I knew what to do. I wouldn't do it because I didn't want to be a salesman. This one concept, you know, guys, I promise, if you're struggling in sales, this is probably a big piece of it. So make sure, get yourself a copy of the book. I don't care what you have to do to get yourself a copy of the book. And it's not that expensive, right, Mom? I think, how much are you selling this book for?
The Kindle version is 99 cents. I mean, it's a great intro to sales. The very end of the book, Stephanie, I give like some exercises for people to work on to, you know, really begin to internalize the concepts in the book. There's also a website for people to go to, closingwithconfidence.com, and there's a couple of bonuses up there on the website, you know, to complement the book, to help you further along in your sales process. Because if you're going to invest, I understand it's just 99 cents, but this is going to be the best dollar you spent. Because if you have any kind of resistance to sales, if you are not confident when it comes to sales, this book is going to help you grow your confidence. It's going to help you deal with your own sales resistance. And it's also going to help you see the value of scripting, which can help you grow your confidence. I mean, it's a small book, but there's a lot of powerful concepts in it that we share with people over and over and over again. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, and you really, guys, you have no reason not to go grab a copy of this book and read through it. Whether you are a veteran at sales or you're brand new to this process, you know, you've got people like Warren Buffett who reads every day. He spends more time reading than he does buying stuff. I'm at the point, I'm reading 3 or 4 books. I think I've already finished 2 books this month. I'm starting on my 3rd book this month. It's the 6th of the month. Get a copy of the book. Go through it. It's a short read. It will make a difference for you. And it's inexpensive. You don't even have to mortgage your house to get a copy of this book.
No.
So, let's talk about, we got 2 more things to talk about real quick, and we are almost out of time. So the next concept you talk about, being in harmony. 1, why does this matter to salespeople? And 2, what are you going to teach people?
Well, being in harmony is all about the way we communicate. You know, there's a way that gets more yeses and there's a way that gets no's. And we want to find the way to structure language that helps people move along in the decision they need to make. Some people call it's actually a science. It's a neuro-linguistic programming, but it's a powerful way to structure your sales calls so that, you know, you can get to the point where you're actually helping people make good decisions for themselves, and you're working around resistance, and you're also addressing objections so that you can get them to making a decision, yes, no, or follow-up. You know, I mean, you want a decision one way or the other, and you want to operate in the way that people are comfortable in. And there's a science to it, and I talk about it in the book.
Awesome. I love it. You know, I don't think everyone knows this about me, but I love science. I love like monitoring and watching. I think it's phenomenal. So I highly encourage people, make it into a science. Now, last one real quick. Why don't people make more sales? What's holding them back?
You know what? People don't make more sales because of fear. They're just afraid. And that's where this book can be very powerful to help people. It's a small book. It's a short book. But it doesn't need to be a long book to help you. You know, most people simply are afraid because they don't have the combination to unlock sales. And so we want to help people get the combination. You know, you and I, we have tools to help people learn how to work through the sales process and uncover their own resistance so that they can get out there and actually provide their product or service. And, you know, we want to help you get that combination. This book is going to help you get started. This book's going to help you move forward. And then with the bonuses, you're going to learn more about yourself. And of course, I would love for them to reach out to you or I for a coaching session so that we can help them unlock some of the hindrances they're having, some of the blocks and obstacles they're having to closing more sales.
Yeah, I, you know, absolutely. Now, just real quick, we're pretty much on the tail end here. Now, some of you guys might remember that last week I made a promise, and I said if you are going to get on the call live next Friday, I will buy you a copy of this book. So here's how this is going to work. If you are on this call live, I want you to send me an email right now. Go to your email, pull this up, Stephanie. Stephanie at thestephanieschellar.com. The as in the one and only, T-H-E, thestephanieschellar.com. Send me an email. Now, I need you to send me your Kindle email address, and I will email you a gift copy of this book. Now, I said you had to be on live, so I'm going to put a timer on this. You have to send me this email by 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. If I go to look in my email and I have an email that came in at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, it's not, it didn't tell me live on the call. I need you to send me the email now by 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I will buy you a copy of this book and I will send it to you tonight. But you have to go. You have to do it now. One more time. That email address is Stephanie at thestephanieschellar.com. We're pretty much at the end here. So, Mom, let's say for those people who are on our recording and they don't have the ability to email me at this point, so how do they go get their own copy of this book?
You go to Amazon.com and you type in Black Belt Selling, Closing with Confidence, and it will bring up the Kindle edition. And you can go click that. If you don't have a Kindle, you can get the Kindle app on any smartphone or tablet device. No problem.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. We have had an absolutely fabulous time. We love doing this stuff with you guys. We are here for you every single week, every Friday, 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, bringing on the best people we can find, bringing on the experts who make it easier for you to run business, for you to run sales, and for you to make money. Today we've been talking about how to improve your sales, how to be a black belt of sales, and I think this is definitely one of our best episodes so far. I encourage you to go back, listen to it again, listen to it again, listen to it again, because it will make a difference in your sales. But right now, we're at the end here, so I'm Stephanie. I'm here for Anna. Thank you guys for joining us. Check out our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/ Black Belt Selling. Make it a great week. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas, here to help you take control of your financial future. Thank you so much, and have a great week.